Thunder Bay, the Thunder Bay Chill are inching ever closer to clinching a playoff spot. Backed by a first-half goal by Philip Jotch and an insurance marker late in the second half by Jules Paysalon, the Chill took care of business on their home pitch on Sunday afternoon, blanking visiting Rochester FC 2-0. The win ensures Thunder Bay can finish no worse than third in the USL 2's Deep North Division, but more importantly, moves them to within 2 points of guaranteeing themselves another trip to the postseason. The Chill could still be caught by both Bavarian United and the St. Croix Legends, but a win or a draw on the road on Wednesday against St. Croix, or a win over Minneapolis City next Friday would see Thunder Bay move on to the playoffs. "There's still work to do," said Jotch. "I think for us it's having the belief in ourselves. We won a tough road trip, we won both games at home now. We want to be division champions, so we have to go win 2 games and that's what we're all motivated by and we're looking forward to doing that," Jotch said. Paysalon, who headed home a Mamadou Ba corner kick in the 82nd minute to seal the win, said the Chill are getting close to realizing their playoff goal, but job one was securing wins this weekend over Minneapolis City and Rochester FC. "It was a key victory today, obviously at home, as well," Paysalon said. Thunder Bay coach Tony Calistro said the wins weren't pretty, including a lot of missed chances on Sunday that could have put the game away a whole lot earlier. "At the end of the day, those happen, as long as we keep creating the opportunities. We had good possession. They weren't much of a threat on our goal, which is good. We've just got to keep working on it." Tyler Otardo, who leads the Chill with 10 goals, had chance after chance against Rochester, a team that only had one substitute available to them for the match. He had a direct shot in the 37th that Rochester keeper Danilo Miklosi ate up. Moments later, a header attempt bounced over the net. Sullivan Silva found him all alone on a through ball in the 42nd, but Miklosi managed to cut the angle off and swallowed up the ball. "The second goal came late, but was a huge relief," Paysalon said. "Obviously we'd have liked to have put the game away in the first half and it would have been a lot easier of a second half, a bit less stressful, but a win's a win. We got the 3 points. We'll look to carry the momentum. We've won a couple in a row now, 5 to be exact," he said. "We know the chances will go in. We know Tyler has been scoring all season and I have full confidence that the next game, he'll put one in." Joshua Moya stopped the few Rochester chances, their best a free kick by Jake Parrish from just outside the box early in the second half, but the ball sailed high. Pitch marks. Calistro said the team has put a bid in to host the first round of the playoffs.